Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise. Today I'm going to talk to you about conversion optimization techniques and what you need to know as a beginner. The key is that as a consumer, you might think that certain things you do on your website might look tacky or salesy. The truth is, though, that these things work. And the reason why I do certain things in my theme and I do certain things online on my websites is because they get people to make buying decisions. That's the whole key, is to get them to make a decision to buy a product right then and there as opposed to waiting. And it's really hard to do if you don't have these tacky sales techniques on your website. Things like a second add to cart button, call to actions, countdown timers, fake urgency, fake scarcity. Things like this might seem tacky from a consumer standpoint, especially somebody who doesn't have knowledge of conversion optimization and sales trainings, but trust me, these things work really well to actually get people to make that buying decision right then and there. It goes back to your childhood, and it goes back to these things where you do what you're told, right? When you're brought up as a child, you go to school, you're taught to do as you're told. Your teacher tells you to do something, you do it. Your parents tell you to do something, you do it. And if you're not, you're grounded or whatever. So when you're an adult, you kind of go off those same laurels you learned as you were a child. And when you're browsing on the website, it tells you to place an order now. Sometimes if you want to place an order, you're just sort of like on the fence about it and you're not quite sure, you're sort of procrastinating as a consumer. If it tells you to do it and has a countdown timer, you'll just go ahead and do it because you go back to that place you were when you were a child, when you're being told what to do in your mind, and you do it anyway. So it's kind of a psychology thing, and it's really interesting how that works. But if you ever go and, you know, you're thinking about buying an online course, right, which is one of the toughest things for people to sell online, online courses, because it's an on-demand video course, and what's going to get that person to buy now rather than later, especially if it's more than $500 or $1,000, right? It's really hard to get somebody to make that decision because they may not know, like, or trust you. They may not know that the course is actually going to solve that problem for them. Or even if they do, they might not just be willing to spend that money. So you have to give them all sorts of crazy, tacky sales things in order to get them to place that order now, like telling them there's limited spots available, telling them that there's limited products available, telling them that there's a countdown timer or the sale is going to end and the price is going to go up. Things like this work, right? And on our themes and our customizations, we add sales coupons, but we also have a countdown timer that makes them realize that that discount is going to end soon and that they have to take advantage of that now. We have a scarcity in place, and it says there's only a couple of left, two left, three left, and that makes them realize that, oh my gosh, maybe someone's going to buy them and I'm not going to be able to buy it then, and I'm going to have to wait a few more weeks to get mine. Right, Amazon uses this all the time. If you look at any travel booking websites, they use the scarcity and urgency stuff all the time. So this stuff works. As far as mobile experience goes, when you're browsing on the website and you're on mobile, it's a different experience, right? Because you have to scroll a lot more to get down past the sales page. When you're on a computer, you don't have to scroll as much. It's easier to go back to the top and the bottom. But when you're on mobile, it's not. And so you go through a whole long description of the product, and you get to the bottom, and there's nothing there left. What do you do as a consumer? Sometimes they'll just click out and go to the next store. Well, if that store has a second add to cart button below the description, it's kind of like a way to get that consumer to go ahead and press that button to add to cart, take it to the next stage in the sales funnel, and go along. The easier you can make it for your consumers to buy from you, the more likely that they're going to buy from you, and it's that simple. So you have to make it easy for them, and you have to give them all the excuses in the world to take action now rather than waiting and procrastinating until later. So don't think of any of the sales stuff as tacky. You just need to learn sales better. You need to learn conversion optimization techniques better, and you need to get it in your head that from a marketer standpoint, you need to provide the best experience for the customer, but you also need to hold their hand and take them through the funnel and tell them what to do next. Tell them what the next step is to do, and tell them to take action now rather than later, and give them reasons why they should take action now rather than later. Okay, guys, so I hope this helps kind of cement in your mind that you need to learn these things, you need to accept that you're going to be doing them as a marketer from a beginner standpoint, and you need to grow into being a salesman using the internet. Okay? Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.